to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, joining us on the line right now, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective. We asked him to come along to talk about what happened yesterday in Baltimore, where Marilyn Mosby, the prosecutor over there, dropped all the charges against Freddie Gray's, the people that are accused of being involved in his death, the police officers. And what was remarkable, I think, was the press conference and the tone and tenor of her comments. Listen to Marilyn Mosby, the Cut 18, yesterday in Baltimore.
As the world has witnessed over the past 14 months, the prosecution of on-duty police officers in this country is unsurprisingly rare and blatantly fraught with systemic and inherent complications. Unlike with other cases where prosecutors work closely with the police to investigate what actually occurred, what we realized very early on in this case was that police investigating police, whether they're friends or merely their colleagues, was problematic.
I got to tell you, Rod Wheeler, when I heard that yesterday, I said, what in the world is she doing?
Right.
She's been thrown out of court now. How many times? Four times. They've decided that they don't have a case they can go forward with. And she's decided, after being embarrassed time and time and time again, and being told that you have no case, she goes on TV there in Baltimore at a time when, I mean, emotions are running high and people are easily upset about this issue, and she just stirs the pot. I thought it was the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
That's right, Brian. She rants against the police, and she had that same demeanor and tenor 4 days after the Freddie Gray arrest back in April of 2015. If you get a chance to look at that video, it's the exact same thing. Back then, this was 4 days now after his arrest. She said that she was going to bring criminal charges against police officers for misdoing. Well, if she was going to do that in 4 days, the question that everyone had, and I remember we talked about this back then, how in the world are you going to investigate a police case, and especially the death of an individual in police custody, in 4 days? Well, guess what? She brought the charges against six police officers. Six sworn veteran police officers, by the way. These wasn't guys that just started on the job a week or two ago. They had been around. And she didn't just bring one charge. She brought seven or more charges against each officer. So this case just basically fell flat on its face, and anybody in the criminal justice arena would have told you, and they did, I'm sure, a year ago, that this just wasn't going to go anywhere.
Rod Wheeler, if you care about the city of Baltimore, if you care about the impoverished African Americans who live in the inner city of Baltimore, if you truly care about them, then you want there to be law and order on the streets of Baltimore. You want the criminal element to be rooted out. And to do that, you have to have an effective police department working with the prosecutor's office. So I want to bring it back to what Marilyn Mosby said, and I'm going to quote her here. Listen to this. She accused the Baltimore Police Department of, quote, creating videos to disprove the state's case without our knowledge, creating notes that were drafted after the case was launched to contradict the medical examiner's conclusion, unquote. She just accused the Baltimore Police Department of manufacturing evidence to undermine her case. Can she effectively continue in her job at this point and work with that police department after these wild accusations?
Well, she's not going to get any support from the police department. And if she really feels strongly and she has evidence to support what she's saying, then what she needs to do then is file an inquiry with the Department of Justice, if that is the case. Well, she hasn't done that yet. You know, all she's doing is ranting. Let's face it, back a year ago, the only reason, and I've said it before in this program and others, the only reason Marilyn Mosby brought charges against these police officers is because Baltimore was in an uproar. They didn't like the fact that Freddie Gray, who was standing on the corner, by the way, possibly selling drugs, we don't know, was arrested. He had a career criminal. He was arrested. They didn't like that. And they didn't like the fact that there was a wide turn made when he was in the back of the police van. He probably hit his head. That's what broke his neck, and he died. Tragic accident, you bet. Criminal act? Absolutely not. And everybody, even those not in the criminal justice arena, could quickly tell that this was simply a tragic accident.
Yeah, I know, but if I were a police officer in Baltimore right now, I would be just absolutely beside myself, having watched Marilyn Mosby go on TV locally there and incite basically a riot.
But, Brian, she wasn't the only one. I mean, let's face facts here. And, again, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. This is what happened. She wasn't the only one. But the mayor of that city, you recall, when the riot started,
I understand then emotions were running high. But after having been, you know, thrown out of court now how many times, she stands her ground and continues to stir that pot at a time when we're seeing police officers shot and attacked all over this country.
Right. That's because she has no regard whatsoever, no respect whatsoever for law enforcement. And to be honest, that's why Baltimore is experiencing the problems that they are. Until they get new leadership in there, guys, they're going to continue to experience this.
Sadly.
Who's their attorney now? I mean, Marilyn Mosby is their prosecuting attorney. That's what she represents, the city of Baltimore, and we see what the end result was in this case.
Well, and sadly, Rod Wheeler, in the United States of America, in big cities like Baltimore, circa July 2016, when you rant against the police like that and incite a riot, as Brian Wilson just suggested, it's actually politically advantageous for you. That's the sad reality that we're faced with. We got to leave it there. But, Rod, we've been so glad to have you from the beginning on the Freddie Gray case. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Have a good time in Philadelphia.
But
look, go back to Washington. We miss you here, guys.
Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow.